Audio guide for the Museum of Post-Cataclysm Artifacts. This case contains two precious objects from pre-cataclysm time which have been welded to cataclysm-era technology. The first is a metal figure of a victorious woman standing with one hand on her hip. The other arm is wreathed in bangles from elbow to armpit. She is welded to a metal base. The display text for this female figure reads, Statue of the Priestess Queen, found in a treasure trove in Lahore. The statue itself is substantially older than the base, which is made from repurposed cataclysm-era technology. Though it is much eroded, analysis of the base has revealed that it was originally marked with the bitten fruit motif. Objects marked with this motif are found across the cataclysm-era world, and their use is much debated. The uniformity of the motif suggests that it is a religious symbol, but it may also have been a glyph indicating that the object should be used for serving food. The different sizes may have been used for different meals. The bitten fruit artifact is, as is common, constructed partially of metal and partially of glass. Unusually for objects of this type, the glass is unbroken, giving it high value in the post-cataclysm years. It's speculated that the bitten fruit artifact was given as a tribute to the cult of the priestess queen and used to increase the majesty of her statue. The two objects were welded together around 2,500 years ago. Audio guide for the Museum of Post-Cataclysm Artifacts. The second object in this case is a stone head, neck, and one arm of a male figure. He is bearded, and his ears are pierced. His chest is decorated with pieces of glass. The display text reads, Statue of Serving Boy, found in the same hoard as the Priestess Queen. From the careful grooming and sensuous features, it has been speculated that this statue depicts a sex worker. The statue is decorated with cataclysm-era glass, whose composition is similar to that of the base of Priestess Queen. It almost certainly came from a broken bitten fruit artifact. The glass was probably added to this statue at the same time that the base was added to Priestess Queen.